Thank you for joining us for yet another episode of That Solo Life, the podcast about working as a solo entrepreneur in the PR and marketing space, or really any space. I am Michelle Kane. My company is Voice Matters, and I am here with Karen Swim of Words for Hire, and she is also the head honcho of Solo PR Pro, the place where PR pros gather to share ideas, learn new things, sharpen our tools, all that good stuff. And hey, Karen, so today we're going to keep it a little light since we're at the end of the year. We're going to just talk about, you know, holidays as a PR pro. What do you think?
Yes, we are. That sounds good. I don't know about you, but it's as we're recording this, we're just a few days out from Christmas. And I have to confess that this entire week, my mind has been like on break, like I just want my year-end vacation. Nice. I've just been in like vacation mode, and I've had to like, you know, tell myself like, focus, just a few more days left. And I'm probably, I was super excited until yesterday when my washing machine broke.
Oh no.
Which felt like, not the washing machine, the dryer, but it felt like a big lump of coal in my stocking. Like,
yeah, that's not good. Or, you know, year-end sales.
Right.
Is there a Sears near you? I hear they're going out of business.
They're going out of business. I heard that. Yeah. But you know what? It's all good because.
Put a bow on it.
Yeah. Put a bow on it. This is how it works. It's all good. And and fortunately, today we're talking about happy topics since it's around the holidays. As we're recording this, we are going to talk about how we can fa la 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 la. Or whatever your jam is, as a solo PR pro.
Yeah, it's funny. I am in the mode where, and I am couching every evil thought with, I'm glad I'm busy, so I'm not going to complain. But I'm like, aren't you people slacking off yet? Maybe Monday, maybe tomorrow. I'm thinking tomorrow after 12 o'clock, it should get a little quiet because I am so looking forward to a couple of hunkering down days over the holidays.
Yeah.
Wrap up of those things that require a little deeper thought that you really just want to, I just want to get off my plate before I have a couple of lazy days around the holidays. That's what I'm looking forward to. So I haven't had a breath to get distracted yet, or maybe I'm just always distracted. That could just be the other direction. Because honestly, I keep checking and rechecking.
That's so funny. It might work by industry or maybe by clients. Because on our side, possibly. It's actually been really quiet this entire week. Now, last week was nutso.
It was nutso.
I mean, days were piled up with meetings and until they were bursting at the seams. And you know, it's like, I have no more time. What am I, you know, when am I going to talk to you? I don't even know. Right. And this week has been incredibly quiet, which has been a gift. So, because I don't really, you know, this is really sad to say, and I'm saying it publicly, but honestly, at this point, I could care less what doesn't get done. I'm going to do all the things that are really expected and needed. And then I don't really care. Holler at me in 2020. I mean, I'm taking my break, every day of it, plus some extra days.
You know, I think that's fine, honestly, because we've talked about this before, how we're often harder on ourselves than our clients ever are. I had this little talk with myself because I felt the list building with one particular client, and I'm like, I think, you know what, Michelle, it's just because they say, hey, we need to look at this, doesn't mean right now, drop everything, do it. That might be your head of, oh yeah, let's dig in. But before that, I need to make sure those other things happen for you that really should happen first and blah, blah, blah. And,
well, the beautiful thing about this time of year is that even if clients don't shut down for the last week or the last 2 weeks of the year, it does get super quiet. And it's that rare time in the year that you honestly can be off. Like, you can really be off. You don't have to worry about, you know, a ton of emails coming through. You don't have a lot of things that are, it's going to get quiet. You know, the media is going to take off. It's the quietest time of the year. And I know some people like to utilize this time of year to do strategy or catch up on things. And I used to be that way. But then I would catch up on all those things and realize that I worked the entire time. And then everybody comes back to work and you're right back into business as usual and you're busy. And I sort of regret it, not just taking the time to breathe. And so, you know, these days my attitude is a little bit different. Yeah. Like, this is an incredible gift. And it's different than even taking vacation, because when you're on vacation, you are on vacation, but the rest of the world is not. So I just, you know, I plan to not work. I mean, it'll all still be there in January.
I aspire to be you. I am definitely a reforming. It's funny. I definitely had workaholic tendencies for the longest time. And it was just about the time that I had to become an entrepreneur that I was really coming to terms with, yeah, you know what? I don't want to be like this. I'm like, well, you kind of have to be for a little bit. So now I'm trying to ride that wave again of like, you're right. You know, if your numbers are looking good for the month, then you're like, all right, you know, why am I driving myself? And also, as we were talking about off air, I was thinking I might, we'll see how tomorrow goes. We're recording this on a Thursday. So tomorrow is Friday, the Friday before Christmas. And I thought, I might have to throw myself my holiday party in the afternoon and get this shabby manicure taken care of.
I love it. So,
which leads us to this cute little video that maybe, hopefully you'll put on the Solo PR Pro Facebook page.
Yeah, so our dear friend, the founder of Solo PR Pro, Kelly Crane, and dear friend, and she's still a board member and advisor to Solo PR Pro. She put this video out on her page, and it was of a, I want to say that it was probably something that came out of London or the UK.
I think it was BBC.
Yeah,
a BBC comedy
it was.
Or something.
And it was of a guy, a solo guy, who was having a holiday party. And it was hilarious. So as solos, you know, all of those office things that happen, the white elephant gift exchanges, the, you know, the Christmas, the office Christmas party or the office holiday party, all of those, you know, traditions that are part of the normal workforce, of course, as a solo, what do you do? And this guy like went full on with a holiday party. I mean, full on. It was hilarious. It was hilarious. So
awkward dancing.
Yes. So, you know, it's kind of, I do think that as solos, we don't have to give up all that stuff. You know, there's so many ways that you can get together and keep the traditions that you love. You can, you know, get together with solos in your area and have a holiday lunch somewhere. Right. Or I know that some solos love entertaining and they love, you know, cooking. And so, you know, if you want to do that and you want to be the Kickstarter to invite some people and you all celebrate together, have an ugly sweater contest, you know, have a cookie exchange or just get together and you know, toast one another or do something for yourself. I mean, you can be your own holiday party.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. I hear there's a Star Wars film coming out. I mean, you can take yourself to a
something that you don't get to do, get your nails done.
That's right. Yeah. Something you don't normally do during the day.
If you hear my dog barking, just ignore, because we've started our holiday festivities a little early. So just think of it as, you know, me and my office mate are having our party over here.
That's right. I feel like we should have background noises of clinking glasses.
I stopped to record a podcast, but she's partying on. So. Years ago, I actually used to have a traditional, I'd started this tradition that it's not a tradition if you don't continue it though, but for several
this
years, I really did. It was, you know, it was my tradition for a few years that I would do a holiday lunch, and I did it with my brother, and we would, because he's a business owner also. And so we would just pick a place somewhere different every year and have a holiday lunch where we just totally celebrated, had holiday cookies, and, you know, had lunch and toasted, you know, the year behind us.
That's
and the
excellent.
Year ahead. Yeah, it was kind of fun.
That's a nice ritual. Yeah.
I think it's a nice ritual. I need a new ritual though.
Okay. Yeah. We'll find you one.
Okay.
We'll find you one. Yeah. I love a good matinee, because not only is it a treat, it's you're sitting in a dark room and no one can reach you and you're getting entertained. Isn't that terrible?
I don't know. I might turn on the music and do like the guy on the video and just totally party it out, rock it out.
Elaine dance.
Yeah.
Elaine dance your way into the holiday.
Elaine dance your way into the holiday. Complete with the Santa cap and all of the jingle bells. Because why not?
Oh my goodness. Exactly. Well, and that's the thing. And that speaks to our, you know, the message that we talk about all the time as well, of celebrating your successes and celebrating what you've accomplished. I mean, for me so far this holiday, it's been just two things this week where clients have just said offhand to me, you know, how much they appreciate X, Y, or Z. And honestly, that's better than any, okay, well, it depends what the bonus would be, but it truly is better than, you know, that feedback, that genuine,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's what I intend. And that's wonderful to hear, you know, in a less formal way. It really, you know, gives you a little boost. So, you know,
I
hold
agree.
On to those, and as you, you know, do your little cheers to yourself. Cheers to you.
Cheers to our. And I think, you know, it's. I agree with you, and it doesn't have to be the holiday. I mean, if holidays are not your jam, that's okay. But just take those moments, and celebrate yourself, celebrate your business. Celebrate life. It's really more important than we give credit to, because, you know, yeah. I love the fact that if 2019, there are a few good trends that stand out for me. One is that there was a lot of public talk about mental health and mental wellness.
Yes.
That was one of the most positive changes of this year. And it's funny because it's in a year, not just only in America, but across the world, where there was just so many crazy things, you know, with politics and natural disasters and all kinds of things that are going on. But in the midst of all of that, it was really nice that we really began to remove the stigma from mental health. And, right. and we talked a lot about, you know, being a whole person and what that meant to work. And so there were so many resources available and so much encouragement to have balance. And I really took all that seriously and really started to make even more changes in my own life to make sure that I was building in more time for rest and sort of, you know, getting off of that treadmill. I think, you know, the other thing is the death of the hustle culture. And maybe it's not dead yet, but a lot of people pushed back against it and said,
we're working on that.
I hate that I'm done with that. That's not me. And so I thought that was really positive.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I do think that for our own wellness and for our continued success, that it pays to sometimes just take a beat and say, okay, wow, you know, some really great things have happened or this great thing happened. And I'm just going to take this moment and I'm going to celebrate that, because unfortunately your clients, as nice as they are, you know, it's great when they acknowledge your efforts, but they don't always do that. And we can't rely on them to celebrate us or to validate us, because, you know, sometimes they see us as other business people, another business. And so they don't think like that. So they may give accolades to their employees, but they won't give accolades to the people that they work with. But give them to yourself, for God's sake. You don't have to submit an award application. You don't, you know, do it for yourself, because you are the one that needs to feel great about what you do. And when you take a beat to just internalize that moment and celebrate it, I truly believe that it helps you to work with a greater level of confidence, and it motivates you and encourages you to keep learning, to keep aiming higher. And those are all great things.
It's true. It's true. And also, you know, taking those pauses, you know, I have those moments of realization myself, you know, speaking to the hustle and the grind. And, you know, what happens when you grind? You grind something down to nothing. Yeah. So talk about the grind. You know, I was, you know, speaking to a client about some kind of idea or project. And, you know, when you're at it, it's not going to come. And when did the good thought come to me? You know, when I was walking outside, not working, giving myself space to breathe. I mean, especially, you know, most of us in PR marketing, we're even if we're not full-on designers, we're still creative people trying to create ideas, and those ideas need space. You know, we need time to have thoughts.
Yes.
So that sounded really simple.
I mean, but no, it's thoughts. True. But and, you know, here's the other thing. Like, honestly, keeping it, you know, 100% real, sometimes just do stuff for fun. I mean, you kind of need a little fun. And I feel like right now, you know, last night, the president of the United States was formally impeached. And, you know, whatever your politics are, it's really a solemn time in our nation. And there's just, there's always something, you know, there's always some horrific thing going on. Let's have a little fun.
A lot of heavy. A lot of heaviness. So you have to.
The holidays are supposed to be light and, you know, fa la 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 la. So I'm going to fa and la 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 my way right into 2020.
I think that sounds like a perfect thing to do. And you know, now is the time as this week before the holidays truly kick in. I mean, I think Hanukkah starts tomorrow evening, I believe.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. So that's, you know, coming up right before Christmas, and we've got Kwanzaa, and we've got the New Year and all the things, and Festivus.
Festivus.
Woohoo.
I mean, I don't care. You know, I don't.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's just, take advantage of this time of year when everyone's schedules are a little different or the same, actually. You know, we're all paring down for a bit, and honor yourself. Just take some time to reflect and zone out. Zoning out is also very healthy. You know, stare at a wall for a little while, binge watch that show that's been on your list. Do something to feed yourself, feed your energy. Feed your mind, especially if you are running around like we are getting ready for the holidays. You just need to kind of crash. One of my nonprofit world jobs was running communications at my church, and I stopped going to Christmas Eve service after two years in a row when I fell asleep during it, because, you know, you're pushing for that big day. You know, got to get ready. We're ready. And you're sitting there all warm in the sanctuary and it's dark and people are singing. Next thing I know, I am dead.
That's hilarious.
I woke up thinking, I'm like, this is ridiculous. I'm really only here for the cool candlelight part at the end of Silent Night. If I would just be able to time that and arrive for
that. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. I'm like, why am I here? I'm sleeping.
That, and hey, if that's where you get your nap, I mean, I'm not gonna judge you.
Well,
I'm just not gonna judge you.
No offense to anyone on stage. You're doing a great job, because clearly you've had an effect on me.
But yes, I mean, I agree. But, you know, and right now, some people may be listening to this and they are just dead in that grind, and you know, because leading up to the end of the year, it can be exhausting because everybody's trying to get everything done. I mean, I had a lot of new business calls this month too, to top it all off, because people are trying to, you know, get everything ready for the start of, you know, the new year and have things in place, which is great. It's amazing. It's just when you have your current stuff and then incoming stuff and all this other stuff at the same time, it can be a lot at the end of the year, and it can be tempting, you know, to sort of collapse over the finish line and go, oh my God.
Exactly. Which I tend to sometimes do. So acknowledging is
the first step. So with that, I mean, we wanted to leave you with just happiness and encouragement to celebrate and enjoy those moments. Don't let them go by, because, you know, life is unpredictable. Yeah. Enjoy the times, enjoy your successes. And if no one has told you this lately, we know that you are awesome. You are rocking it, and you are going to have an amazing 2020.
Indeed you are. So if you find yourself sitting at your desk on, say, December 27th and wondering why, close up shop and go have a treat. Go do something fun for yourself. And we will see you in 2020.
That is exciting.
That's exciting. New decade. Yeah. We'll see you in the next decade.
Happy holidays.
Thanks for listening.